see your role with this team?
We really haven't discussed that yet, but you know, just whatever they want me to do. If it's to come off the bench or to start, I'm willing to do whatever.
What was the Pacers' contact with you like throughout free agency? Was it one call and then, hey, we'll get back with you?
During the beginning, we talked a little bit and then things kind of slowed down. But yeah, I think once Lance made his decision, I was pretty much one of their options, what they wanted. And I thought, this right here was a good fit and a good opportunity for me.
So were you sort of waiting to see how they shake out before you made a decision?
Yeah, I was just kind of waiting and seeing. I just made my decision to come here.
In Detroit, 7 years, how much of just a new environment, fresh start, how much of that just appeals about this?
Like you said, I've been in Detroit for 7 years. A lot of ups and downs, a lot of different situations, a lot of different coaches, 6 and 7 years. But, it's all, you live and learn, you grow from every situation. So, I just want to thank Detroit for giving me that opportunity, to making my NBA dreams come true by drafting me. But, it's a fresh start, and I'm excited for it.
How do you help a team stay on top? That's a two-time division champion the past 2 years with the way the Central Division has just been basically remodeled. Bulls have revamped, LeBron returns. It's not about replacing Lance. It's more so about keeping this team where they were. How do you contribute to that?
I just come in and, work. That's pretty much it. I got to come in and earn everyone's respect first and foremost, and just fit in. I'm not trying to come in and try to do none out of that, the ordinary. I'm just trying to come in, be level-headed, learn from these guys, and just play hard with them and compete with them.
Rodney, your first year in the league, you go to the conference final, the sixth straight year for the Pistons at that point, you go to the playoffs your second year, not since. One of the things that David West has been saying here is a lot of these young guys don't understand that this doesn't happen ever. You don't get the opportunity. You never know how long your window is going to be open. Is that sort of message that you feel pretty strongly about that you can reinforce here with this game?
Absolutely. I agree. I hate losing. it's never fun when you're losing, especially when you have to go through it for 82 games. I think if you win, everyone looks good. Just experience that Eastern Conference Finals and having, the group of guys that we had, with Chauncey, Rib, Tay, and all those guys. You never know if you'll get that chance again, So you just gotta take the chance, take every situation and just have fun with it and just live in the moment, And like I said, I'm excited, man. I needed this fresh start, I think it's all gonna be for good and I'm just ready to get started, with these guys and compete.
Is it at all frustrating or disappointing to you to be at this stage of your career and be on a one-year veterans minimum type contract, almost starting over in a sense?
No, I don't worry about that. Growing up, I didn't have money, so money's not really an issue to me, it's pretty much just, starting over and being on a great team, being with a great organization. And, that's what I was looking for, that opportunity.
Do you feel like you've kind of shown everything you can do in this league, or do you feel like you have room to grow as a player?
Yeah, I still have room to grow. Hopefully, this year, I'll be able to show that.
What was it about playing against this team as you have? What was it about these players, this situation, this team, the system that lured you to make that sacrifice of taking the type of deal you took to come in?
Winning, playoffs, that's what I want to do. That's what I'm all about. I want to win. I want to go to playoffs. I want to experience that again. It's not fun going, having the whole summer to do nothing, So I just want to play basketball. And, this is a good opportunity for me to come here and do that.
Do you have any particular memories of playing against the Pacers in your career to this point?
Each and every game was a tough game. They come out, they're a defensive-minded team, and, they just have great players, and, I just want to fit in.
Ronnie, what have you been doing this summer in Seattle?
Just relaxing with the family and pretty much just working out. I got a key to my gym, my high school gym. So I just been working out, doing 2-a-days, and just, you know, pretty much just relaxing with friends and family.
Was it a shoulder or elbow issue, kind of a nagging deal with that
later? Yeah, well, I mean, I think we had a game against Portland the day before we came here, and I kind of messed my shoulder up, but it's fine now, though. Back to normal.
Left side, right side?
My right shoulder.
You've been through so many transitions. Positionally, point guard, shooting guard, combo guard, third guard, what is he? In terms of roles within the team, as the team was old, and then you were the young guy on the old team, then you were a veteran guy on the young team, and your role just... How do you define yourself right now as a player?
Just combo guard. You know, I think I could play, you know, either position, you know, whatever they want me to do. But I consider myself a combo guard.
If you are asked to start, I mean, if you were put in position to start, do you feel that you're fully capable of doing what this team needs done?
Yeah.
That position,
you know, I think, you know, I don't need to come in and do a whole lot. You know, there's some guys here that, you know, Paul George and, you know, David West and all those guys, Hibbert and George Hill. And, you know, I just need to come in and play my role. And, you know, whatever they want me to do, I'll do it.
Do you have a relationship with any of the guys yet, and have any of them reached out to you?
No. You know, I haven't talked to none of those guys yet. But, I mean, when we're on the court, I'll say what's up to them here and there and talk to them and stuff and whatnot. But, you know, I know I'm not going to have a problem fitting in with these guys. You know, I'm very humble. I'm laid back. I'm very respectful. And I think we're all going to get along with each other very well.
As you see what's happened around the East, obviously Miami loses LeBron, but Cleveland gets him. Chicago did what they did. Do you sort of sense with this team, even as it is, that the opportunity is as great as it has been maybe for a couple of years?
Well, I think this conference it's the toughest conference in the league, you know. But, you know, we just got to come out and play hard and play with each other. You know, I mean, I'm glad LeBron went back to Cleveland. I think that was, you know, a good move for him and for the city of Cleveland, you know. And Chicago, you know, Chicago got better getting Paul Gasol and whatnot. But, you know, I think, you know, we still have a chance to make some noise.
Is there anything in particular you're working on this summer in any area of improvement you're trying to address?
You know, obviously, you know, just become a better shooter. You know, I think, you know, once I can, you know, be more consistent with my jump shot, I'll be fine.
Any particular way you're going about that? Are you gotten with a shooting coach, or are you?
Shots, you know, you just got to continue, just put up shots, you know, repetitions, and, you know, I'm just doing that this summer.
Do you feel like in any way you're trying to rescue your career at this point, you know, after going through such a frustrating situation in Detroit, that you see this as an opportunity to reestablish yourself?
Yeah, I do, you know, and that's why I took this this opportunity. You know, I thought, you know, this was just a good fit, you know, good situation for me to come in and, you know, just to start my career over, and I'm excited.
What other teams have contacted you that were interested?
I had a couple. You know, but I don't think that really matters no more. You know, I mean, I'm here now, and, you know, I'm blessed, you know, for this opportunity.
Was your coming here contingent or related in any way to whether Lance was here or not?
To be honest, no. You know, I knew that Indiana was always a great organization, and they win, you know. And that's what I'm all about, man. You know, I want to win. That's what's most important. That's pretty much it. At the end of the day, you know, winning is what I want to do.
What, you know, Lance was a highly regarded player and still had a proven head, supposedly. What argument can be made that the Pacers will be better next year without him?
I mean, I can't really tell you because I don't know, but, you know, I mean, you're going to get a guy that's going to come in and work hard and, like I said, earn everyone's respect. You know, that's all I can promise you guys. You know, I mean, I'm going to come in and I'm going to work hard, and you know, we'll see what happens.
Rodney, fresh start, so New Jersey number?
Yeah, I'm going to wear number 2 because it's a fresh start, you know. Second time around, you know, so... Like I said, I'm excited, and you know, I can't wait to start.
You didn't even wear that like in high school or like AAU?
I've always been, well, in high school I was 32, you know, and then college, when I went to college I moved to 3, then obviously when I was in Detroit, you know, I went back, you know, I was number three. So I just decided to go with number two. You know, a number is a number to me, you know, so it doesn't really matter.
So it's safe to assume you've never blown in anybody's ear. on the basketball court.
Not on the court, you know, maybe, you know, to my daughter and my son, but not on the basketball court, though.
Anything else?
Not on Twitter.
No social media for me.
Why is that? I'm
not that kind of guy. That's not me. I'm very private with my life, and I just don't have time for that.